This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Finally here, we've been talking about it since Monday, the appearance from Shayna Goldman from The Athletic, part of her Turnstile Summer. Hi, Shayna. How are you? Nice shirt.
Thank you. It's great to be back. It's been a minute, right?
It feels like it has. We had a short work week last week, while others, yourself included, were diligently digesting all the free agent news. So we're going to have lots of fun today, and I'll just try and take a backseat to your witty commentary. As we start with the best contract or contracts, in your opinion, signed in free agency so far.
Okay, so my favorite one is actually an extension, and it's to an RFA because I think the RFA deals tend to age better than UFA deals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to Logan Stanko, and I love this extension. I love this fit for the Canes. I feel like I've definitely written this 10 times, so it's like I'm just going to keep regurgitating it. But if you went in a lab and wanted to create a perfect Carolina Hurricane, you're coming up with one of two players up front, and it's Jarvis or Stanko, and he is perfect for that team. And I think, you know, there's this option to test him at center, too, because we've seen him play it a little bit in Dallas. I think the potential is there for him to do it with the Canes if he could become their 2C. Incredible. If not, and he's just a top six winger, it's not a bad thing because you can kind of balance out your weaknesses if your other strengths are so overwhelmingly good. And I feel like there's the potential for that. And it just, it's one of these contracts that looks like it can age into one of the best deals around the league.
Was it a good contract even before adding Nick Ehlers, or did it become like so good because now Carolina not only have Stankoven long-term 8 years, $6 million a year, but they add Nick Ehlers to the mix and now it makes them, even better offensively.
I like the deal beforehand. Like off the bat, it was like, that is a good piece to lock up, to do it sooner than later. They're in a really good cap position. You could see with the rising cap, the price of young forwards or young centers, if he potentially becomes that. But I think you add Ehlers into the fold, and the same thing is true, right? Even if they don't have a perfect 2C, and right now they don't, you look at the wingers that they're putting together in this top six and go, okay, you could actually cook with that. Like there's potential now to be a little bit, to have the forwards we know that work within the system and now add something that goes against the grain to add a little bit more versatility.
What did you think? And just quickly, because I think one of the really good contracts, and Utah did a lot of work, a lot of good work, and we know they acquired J.J. Peterka, but, you know, they signed Brendan Tanev to a 3 years, $2.5 million AAV, like $2.5 million for Brendan Tanev. I felt like that was such a low number for me for a guy that can give you much more. So I think Utah's done well, but I like that Tanev contract in Utah.
Yeah, I think those are the contracts we see teams overpay on often. I think with the rising cap too, it's like this trap of everyone saying, oh, it's going to be the stars that get overpaid. And the reality is that was never going to happen. It's the middle class, it's the lower class. And you could see how guys who have that playoff pedigree, especially after the Panthers win, right? And everyone's going, okay, now we need to be tougher and have a lot of bite. And it's like, yes, that's a part of it. but you also need that dynamic skill. But you could see how they could say, we're going to replicate that and overspend to do it. So if you can add a sandpaper player like that to your bottom six at a low cost, it's fine, right? If you're committing term to it, it better be at that low cost. And I think having that term kind of is what balances it out for him.
Five of my best extensions were, or contracts in general, were Tavares and Knies in Toronto, Ehlers in Carolina, Will Cooley with the Rangers, and Dante Fabro with Columbus. Any disagreements there?
I like all of those. I mean, I think the Tavares deal, we're seeing a lot of these, you know, older players in their 30s sign these multi-year deals to suppress the cap number. I think it's a good thing. And I think that's a good price. If he eventually becomes a 3C or shifts to the wing, it helps balance things out. I'm a big fan of Matty Knies' game. I know some people have been nitpicking him in the playoffs, saying, well, on the stat sheet or below the surface. And it's like, yes, but I'm sorry. This is a player you have to combine everything. I think the full picture there shows a lot of promise for him. Fabro, great fit with the Blue Jackets. I think it solidifies an important piece for them. I want to add one more into the mix. I'm going to add Mitch Marner in because I think if we saw him go 14, 15 million to go play with the Ducks, he was going to be a target. I think Vegas is such a perfect fit for him. And I think that $12 million price tag, it matches what Rantanen got. It kind of balanced out some of the flaws we know he has in the postseason. And I think that they got overblown. And I think it just makes sense for Vegas to invest that on the wings when you look at everything that they've done. I think it just makes sense for Marner to take that number to play for a contender.
Okay, well, with the best contracts always come the worst contracts. And we discussed Cody Ceci with the LA Kings, and the LA Kings
segment is over.
I know. It wasn't just Cody Ceci. I feel like Ken Holland just
went. No,
it was just
Cody Ceci. If that wasn't universal across the board on this panel, I don't know what is.
It was a lot of bad contracts, and there's always Brent Marchand giving him 6 years at 37. I felt like that was a bad contract, but whatever. Florida is going to do what Florida does. But anything that stands out more than others with you when it comes to bad contracts?
Well, the Marchand one, I don't think it's as much of a bad contract because I think those later years, yes, they'll probably LTIR him unless somebody stops them. But the part of it is you bet on the window now, and in 4 years, if you guys are bad, what do they care? They're probably going to have 3 or 4 Stanley Cup rings by then, and flags fly forever. But, so Cody Ceci, that's a bad contract. That is not the direction the Kings should be going in. Add that with Brian Dumoulin, and you have two bad contracts. Yes. Add it to the fact that I already have Joel Edmondson, and you have a one-dimensional blue line. That's not going anywhere. Great job, Ken Holland. It is so on brand, it hurts. But to be different, I have three that I wrote down. Tanner Janot.
Hey, I got one right.
I had that. I had that one too.
And listen, I get it. The Bruins aren't trying to be good this year. It doesn't matter that much, right? They're in a different phase, but it doesn't make sense in any which way. It's when the Lightning acquired him for a million draft picks, more draft picks than he had goals that year. We all laughed at the Lightning, but at least there was something sound in the strategy, right? Yes, you should spend your draft picks to contend right now. And yes, this was a player who was a year removed from scoring 20 goals and is super strong and could be that power forward if you channel him the right way. And the Lightning have a knack for it. The Bruins do not. The Bruins are not in the position to be signing these contracts. It doesn't make sense for them. I think we know what he is at this point. They don't need more of that. So that is a bad one. Another standout bad one is Ivan Provorov, who happens to be a good fit with the Blue Jackets. I agreed with their decision not to move on from him last spring. It made a lot of sense, right? Don't rock the boat. There's no need. But it's such an overpayment for what he is and where he is in his career. Then you see the deals that follow, right? If Gavrikov got $9 million, we're talking about everything differently because it recalibrates the market. That didn't happen. He got 7x7, right? So if you're signing a player as an extension so they don't hit the market to avoid those market prices and you overpay them right off the bat, it makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, our lists are the same, Shayna. I had CeCe, Janot, and Provorov on mine, so
I got one more.
I have one, but it's a one-year deal. I have another one, but it's a one-year deal, and I don't think it's going to matter much, but it's Christian Dvorak with the Flyers, $5 million
plus for one year.
I know it's only a one-year deal, but
we have another category to get to, and it was most surprising. So I think Dvorak could have also fallen into that category, but you're not too far off on that. And Shayna, I think just the way we've kind of set this segment up, unscripted, that's what makes the CeCe and Dumoulin situation so tough is because of the loss of Gavrikov. So we start with best and we look at worst, and that's where it just all feels like, what happened in LA? Like, was there no chance Holland was going to be able to retain Gavrikov? Because it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, maybe there was. I personally would have overpaid Gavrikov because you know what he is and how he works in that role versus two guys that, like, Cody CeCe's numbers
fine. They just don't need that term and all the rest of it, right? Like, I don't know.
I don't even think they're fine at this point, though. Like, I'm going to, like, push up against this as much as possible. Like, when you mentioned worst fit, I wrote down CeCe and Dumoulin because I don't think either player should be playing the minutes that they do at this point in their careers. And now you're signing them to do a term. Brian Dumoulin already looks like he can't play matchup minutes. Cody CeCe, we've seen struggle in them for a very long time. And Ken Holland saw firsthand that it doesn't work when you want to win the Stanley Cup to have someone in that role. So now you have both of them. And yes, you could say, in theory, they're the third pair. Well, then you overpaid them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, you have Drew Doughty to play those minutes. Well, isn't the idea to, you know, kind of ease his load a little bit so he doesn't have to play those heavy minutes? Like, any way you look at it, you go, it's still wrong, it's still bad, and it takes his team back when they just need some speed and some pop and some scoring. Like, hello, the blueprint should have been so clear this summer.
Yeah, and they invested in a 40-year-old Corey Perry to fix all of that. So.
Well, they're going to lose in the cup final. It's like, they're getting past round one.
Yeah, most surprising.
Okay. I'm going to go with Vancouver in two directions here. First of all, very surprising that they extended Brock Besser because it did seem like they destroyed that relationship. It's great to see the fact that they didn't and that they mended the fences with Brock Besser because I think that kind of did him dirty at the deadline with some of their comments about him and the offers that they received. And it seemed like they undervalued him when it's like, first of all, you don't have a replacement. And second of all, this is your homegrown talent who, if you feel he hasn't hit his ceiling, what have you done to make sure he does that? And I just don't think that they've done it over the years, and I don't think they've appreciated what he's done. I think it's a great extension for him. I think it could have gone really poorly if it was $8 or $9 million because we know he's, you know, he is what he is. Mm-hmm. But I think the Canucks need him. But I'm very surprised that deal worked out. The other one that surprised me is the Thatcher Demko extension because I am a big Thatcher Demko fan. I am rooting for him to rebound and be healthy enough. But at the end of the day, we know that hasn't always been the case. And he has this great season two seasons ago. Yep. You know, the terminology is a little tough at this point in the offseason. But yeah, two seasons ago, technically. And then what happens? He gets hurt and then he's not there to, you know, be the guy for his team. And then last year, he misses time, comes back and is rusty, finally gets back up and he gets hurt again. So you're doing this a year early. That's questionable because you have no idea what this season's going to look like. It's such a wild card. You do it at a high cost. So the three-year term is what saves them, but you're giving him money that Connor Hellebuyck makes. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, not just because of the Demko angle, the injury. He still had a year left. You can wait it out. You can sign him in season. But you did give Kevin Lankinen a deal this season. And Arthur Shelovs was the MVP in the AHL's championship, Calder Cup. And he was the one that played in the playoffs 2 years ago. So you, and he has to be put on waivers. He's not waiver exempt anymore. So you've got three goalies now. You're kind of in a tough place. So you've basically, although it doesn't start for another year, so maybe they just punted down the road and are going to look for it. And those contracts are usually insured and for a certain percentage. So if Demko gets hurt again, that's not a big deal. But I was very puzzled by that. For me, that was a big one. Another surprising
Your most surprising?
One,
yeah.
Another surprising one for me was a sign and trade. Keandre Miller.
Hey!
Getting 8 years at seven. I love Keandre Miller. 25 years old. I think he is one of those that did not get utilized in its best way in New York. And he signs and gets moved to Carolina. I was very surprised by the sign and deal and the 7.5 times 8 for Miller.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not surprised the Canes traded for him. I am surprised at the cost of the contract. When you think of the Canes' tendencies, and, you know, yes, we have to keep in mind it's the Tolski era. It's different from years past, but it does go against the grain of what they've generally done. But if I look at someone and I say, who is the best fit with their new team, I'm going to pick him. In my mind, Keandre Miller is not a $7.5 million defenseman in New York, and I don't think he would ever become it. I think they've used him the wrong way. I think we saw it this year, right? Like, okay, you don't have Jacob Trouba to drag you down. Now it's your time to shine. And I know they felt like Will Borgen was almost like the Keandre Miller whisperer who helped stabilize his game. But here's someone who has all of the raw tools, and it just feels like they haven't found the right way to channel him. I think the defensive coaching this year was so awful in New York, and it contributed to it that it really tanked his value. And they need certainty at this point, right? They need someone that they go, we know he's going to be good in this role because we can't bet on 20 bounce backs and, you know, think this year is going to be any different. But on the other side of it, you look at it with the Canes and go, well, who has a knack for maximizing defensemen within their system? Oh, the Carolina Hurricanes. Who needs a left-handed D to play with Chatfield? The Carolina Hurricanes. And who has cap space? It makes all the sense in the world. I feel like he is such a perfect fit for them. And I think with the Canes, he can be that $7.5 million guy, right? Because it's not often you have someone that is athletic as he is, with the reach and the stride and everything. He has all the tools. I think he's going to be excellent there.
My surprises were Orlov with his 2-year deal in San Jose, just based on him going there at this stage of his career. The Miller deal, as mentioned, Vladar's, jumping up to a 3.5 per salary for 2 years in Philly, and the term for Jake Allen being 5 years in New Jersey. Those were the surprises for me. Shayna, best remaining free agent.
The list is very short.
Include RFAs. It's the only way to do it.
Oh, for including RFAs, then it's a totally different story, because I was looking up UFAs and I'm like,
that research should have ended within 30 seconds. So,
oh yeah. Okay. RFAs. I'm going to go. I know the obvious is going to be a Byron Merle Hughes. I'm going to go with Dylan Sandberg. I think he is this incredible shutdown defenseman and is everything Winnipeg needs and more. So I am very curious what that contract looks like. And then if we're going for a forward, I would be looking at McTavish. To me, he's this like interesting offer sheet candidate that I kind of want to see someone spring him out of Anaheim.
Mason McTavish has been rumored. Obviously, I think Buffalo has had some interest, and we talked about that. What did you make of the Sabres? Couple of signings, Alex Lyon, Justin Danforth. I mean, look, they traded Peterka and they have the Byram situation, but there's a couple of signings, and Lyon is probably the one that most people talk about just because of what he may have to do with Luukkonen and, you know, trying to straighten out the crease in Buffalo.
I like Lyon a lot. I think he can handle chaos really well. We know he can play behind like a bad defensive team like Detroit. He can play behind a good defensive team like the Panthers. So it's good to have someone that could be a fit regardless of how the Sabres end up looking this year. And it's not bad to have stability in one area and then you can work your way out. I think it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I feel like Detroit and Buffalo are taking these similar approaches where they're counting on changes from within to be the difference. And obviously the Sabres did have the Peterka trade and they're getting Kessler Ring, who's a really good fit. And, you know, you're getting Doan. I love that for them too. But a lot of their success is going to depend on what's there. So it's these complementary pieces that are just supposed to be that next piece to help them turn the corner.
Can Doan play top six? We had that debate yesterday. I have him in my bottom six, but Duffer was like, who knows? Maybe he could be like...
I never said top six with Doan, ever.
I asked
where he fits on the team.
Okay. I'm saying middle six.
Okay, we'll ask the same question.
Middle six,
Duffer did not
yes.
say top six. He says, where does he fit?
Definitely middle six, but I could see him becoming a second line player. I think it was Thomas Drance who said, this is like a Brandon Hagel light. And I keep, that's in my mind. I'm going, this, the tenacity and the hardworking forechecking game is there. So if he can just keep refining his skill, I wonder if it could be more second line. But listen, to be a good third liner, if he's your third liner, it means your depth is so good in the top six that he doesn't fit there. That's a good strength too, right?
We got to fly. We're on every day next week. Hope you'll join us.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.